Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Well, how refreshing to talk positively of the Patriots' most expensive offensive prize of the offseason. We can digs it. Stephon was off the boat and back on the former grounds of the GOAT as he rejoined the New England Patriots at OTAs. Plus, sigh of relief time, everyone. Drake actually didn't throw 4 picks in 8 attempts. He actually went 14 for 16. Oh my gosh, MVP season confirmed. Or rather, just everyone calm down. Things are looking more like we thought they would. Megan Ottolini was there at OTAs. She's here with us. It's time for a fresh 6 rings in football things.
Hey, whatever it takes, man. It's all about winning, all right? Winning on 3. 1, 2, 3, win!
Celebrating the heroes of Foxborough's past.
And with a good block. Look at Grover. All the way. Watch the block of number 73, John Hanna.
The champions of the dynastic era.
And a Vinatieri booms a 48-yard field goal.
The Patriots of tomorrow.
We're going to remove entitlement from our football team. We're going to earn the right to be here every single day.
And the fans whose faith never wavers.
Let's go!
This is 6 rings and football things.
Acclimated to your system thus far, and what's been sort of your biggest teaching point with him this spring?
I mean, he's doing really well. He's very smart, works really hard. I think the quarterback room in general is really, really good in terms of putting the time and effort in at this point in time of the year. And like I said, we either make a good play or we learn from the result. And so sometimes as a coach, and nobody wants to hear this, but sometimes as a coach, the negative results can actually be your best teachers, because you have a play where something didn't necessarily go your way or the right way, and then you learn from it. And then the biggest key for us as we go forward is, when we learn from a mistake, is can we go out there the next.
That's everyone's pal Josh McDaniels, Josh McD, back singing the praises and waxing Drake-tastic. I love what he had to say there, Mego, and welcome everybody to the latest 6 rings in football things. The fabulous and talented Miss Megan Ottolini alongside your old pal Nick Fitzy Stevens. Mego was at OTAs whilst I was on the radio on Monday. I wish I could have been down there watching Drake sling it and ring it. He was 14 to 16. Also good to know Josh Dobbs was 11 to 13, and the other guy was like 1 of 3 with a pick. So that didn't work out for him. I completely forgot his name as well. That said, Mego, we heard from McDaniels there. I like what he had to say as far as, you know, it wasn't just like state media propaganda, like, oh my God, Drake, this kid is just unbelievable. Like head turning throw at one after another. I heard Tom Curran say on his podcast that some of Drake's throws were actually pretty impressive. He was dropping it in the bucket, delivering on a platter, I think even, Tom EC had to say at one point, and over and above and beyond the Stephon Diggs drama and all that stuff, it's just nice to hear that McDaniels is saying good things and also talking about that idea of no negative plays now can be a good thing. These are the teachable moments. This is how we come together, and hopefully they can meet minds in this complicated but often very productive offense.
Right. So long as the key word there is you're not an error repeater. So it's just kind of a different way of saying that you're going to learn from your mistakes. And from Josh McDaniels' account, and he's a guy who is pretty tough in holding his quarterbacks accountable, at least while he's been in New England at different stints. It sounds like that Drake May, very early in his process with Josh McDaniels, is fulfilling that. And that's probably the most important thing right now.
Yeah. I mean, we know that Josh, I saw a video on social media yesterday of him being pretty intense out there with Drake and working with receivers, instructing the quarterbacks. He can be pretty demanding. He can be very exacting as well. And while we still don't know what this new hybridization of his offense, which of course is, you know, so many different iterations of previous Patriots offenses past, now with some new spin that he's added to make it more contemporary and hopefully enhance Drake May's many tools and physical skills. It's going to take some time, but to see Drake, like, you loved the idea of had a pretty rough start when the OTAs got going 9 days ago. And now all of a sudden he's already shown progress. That means he is putting in the time on the field. He is putting in time with the playbook and studying in the film room, where it matters most. How did you think, Drake, just to the naked eye, what did you see and how did he look to you?
This was definitely his best day out of the three that we've seen as media members. And we got the report that Mike Reese had it, that on one very rainy day when it was closed doors to us, he was absolutely slinging it and killing it. So that was nice to hear. But to see this version of Drake May, where granted most of what they're doing is like maybe 80% game speed when they get into their competitive team drills, he made the offense look very functional for the first time in this offseason. And he had great connections with Kayshon Booty, Ramondre Stevenson, finally back after his bereavement leave, which obviously is a sensitive time for him. But he said to us, like, he got his first target from Drake and dropped it right in the bucket for him. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, it seems like he's really developing some good chemistry with different guys who are returning on the roster. And then you get to see a moment here and there from someone like Kyle Williams, kind of hard to gauge with someone like Trevion Henderson because there's not hitting. He looks super fast and explosive, as Ramondre Stevenson said after practice. But then again, you're like, how many of these plays would be blown up, you know, 5 yards earlier, because you can't really go beyond just putting two hands on the guy. But all that to say, I thought that Drake, his timing looked much better. His accuracy looked much improved compared to the week prior. Mm. So I do think it shows in this learning period some semblance of progress, because you go from a competitive period where you had four interceptions and you're like, oh God, is there a regression on the horizon, or what is this, growing pains?
We're supposed to see sophomore sensation, not sophomore slump, or so we've been told.
To the next week you go, he's not turning it over, but he certainly doesn't look in rhythm and time. Some of these throws don't even really seem to make sense. Mm-hmm. And then what you have yesterday, which is, hey, it's like not a perfect day. He had a couple passes here and there, tip pass, one that was kind of a hospital ball late in practice, where you go, he probably wants that one back. But for the most part, the offense looked the best it has in this very short, limited window that we've gotten to see of them so far.
Yeah, next week is when things ratchet up a little bit, because that'll be mini camp and that's mandatory. Mm-hmm. This is still the voluntary portion of the offseason workouts, but it's important that as many people be there as possible, given that you have added so many new people via free agency and via the draft as well. So I'm thrilled to hear that as well. Was there anyone else aside from, you know, Kyle Williams, speed, always the timeline king, as I call him, or actually Mego? He has been supplanted, as the timeline king, because now there's another receiver that's turning heads and making himself a Patriots legend. That would be one Efton Chisholm. That's right. Yeah. Bill Chisholm, no longer the biggest Chisholm in town. Efton Chisholm, undrafted free agent wide receiver out of Eastern Washington, which has given such NFL receivers to us, like Kendrick Bourne and Cooper Kupp, continues to just be the belle of the ball, the darling of all in attendance. Like, this guy, he's getting fitted for his red jacket at the Patriots Hall of Fame already, and it's freaking June 3rd. The same things that everyone's talking about stand out to you when you see him?
Yeah, I would say as much as you can have a big day in OTAs, Chisholm had a big day. And you mentioned Kendrick Bourne. A big part of his big day was that Kendrick Bourne wasn't in attendance yesterday. So it opened up some opportunity, without getting hyper-specific, that he could go out there and take some reps with Drake May. And I think it's notable that in his kind of second system reps, if you want to call it that, in his team drills, that he was perfect. And some of this, I guess my only question with this, he looks really good so far. And I certainly have made lots of notes throughout the days that we're there going, oh, there he is, 86 again. There he is. Josh Dobbs loves looking at that 86. There he is in with Drake. He catches the pass. You make those notes and then you go, if they're going 80% speed, and this is a guy who kind of has that Julian Edelman-ness to him where he looks like he's always trying to go 110%. Mm-hmm. Now, when you get into full speed and you get into pads and you get into hits and everything, he's a smaller guy. Does he still pop out the same way? I think that's the question we'll get at the end of summer. But he's certainly looking like he belongs right now.
Everyone keeps talking about the sudden ability to change direction, the quickness, that it makes it reminiscent of. And no, not just because he's a little bit undersized and Caucasian, everybody. I can understand the natural comp in that regard. But that it, like, there's a similar playing style to an energy to him that just naturally calls back some of those players when the Patriots offense, oftentimes as directed by Josh McDaniels, would thrive with some Edelmania or Welka in the slot. And people think Pop Douglas is going to be that guy or something, but like, maybe just out of nowhere, he pops and hits. Sure, there's always somebody like him, but maybe, just maybe, they could have found a diamond in the free agent rough with this kid.
Yeah, this is going to sound weird. He's got legs like tree trunks, you know? And that's the kind of runner that he looks like on the field. Like, he looks like he's got a powerful lower body where, I was saying this to someone at practice yesterday. You know when someone has like a certain gait in their run where they look like they're trying hard?
Yes.
That's him.
That's it.
You know, like, he runs and he cuts with a lot of power. Whereas if you look at some other athletes, I'm thinking of somebody like Jason Tatum, someone like Christian Gonzalez.
A little more delicate or deliberate.
Yeah, it's more like gazelle-like. And so if you want to get an idea of very early on what kind of cutter, what kind of the way that he moves on the field, he's more of that kind of like power runner, fast cuts, you know, twitchy energy that Patriots fans are very familiar with.
There's also been, we got a question right here. Jason Morris, who's watching live on Facebook, wanted to know, any sighting of the offense with a fullback? I think there's a Brock Lampe or Lampke, who's also a free agent. He's getting a lot. He's no Efton Chisholm, as the kids like to say, but did you see any, before we get into some quick running back talk and then yes, the inevitable Stephon Diggs chat. Did you see any fullback usage?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
When you were there.
Little bit throughout these first three practices. But I would say what's important to keep in mind here is something that Josh McDaniel said yesterday, which I think is like just a good reminder. The amount of stuff that they're doing for the first time when they're out there at this point in the summer is high. It's kind of like they're trying new stuff in front of us all the time. And one of the things that McDaniels highlighted yesterday is like they have just gotten to third down. They haven't even started their work in the red zone. We haven't seen them do any red zone work yet. And it sounds like that's not something that they're even doing behind closed doors. So what we're seeing right now is maybe some trial and error or, hey, we're installing this, but we've got to see how it looks. You know, we don't know. They're trying out and seeing what fits. And I think McDaniels was pretty transparent yesterday in saying, we don't know what we're keeping here and what's going. So
this is experimentation time. It's an outdoor football lab.
It's install. It's learning. It's getting to know all these new faces. It's kind of like throwing a bunch of stuff against the wall and seeing how much of it is going to stick and what's worth holding on to when you get to mandatory mini camp and then when you get into actual training camp.
So regarding. I've heard Hunter Henry looks great, that he's maybe looking mid-season form, or I believe, as I think maybe Mike Giardi told us, that easily the one that jumps out because he's the most dependable, sure-handed, like he gets, I think he's going to be a great fit in the Josh McDaniels offense as well. And how is Josh McDaniels supposed to know what's going to work? Sure, you can run a sim on a computer. You can map it up and talk through and even walk it through. But until you actually start getting it out there, like you said, at 80% speed, how is one supposed to know what's going to work? What works for one particular player's skill set? Say what may work for a Bourne, doesn't for a Chisholm. What's a good kind of play for a Henderson may not be as good for a Stevenson. Speaking of which, Ramondre Stevenson, as you noted, was back from his bereavement leave. Great to see him out there. Mike Vrabel says he intends and sees big things for him. If Ramondre Stevenson can get his ball control issues settled down this season, I still think, as much as you know, I love me some Travion Henderson and in the card-carrying member of the Travion Henderson Appreciation Club already in session, I still think Ramondre Stevenson can be the lead back for this team this year, and they can have a nice 1-2 punch getting the most they can out of Stevenson now as they ready, as McDaniels, who is often want to slow play his usage of a rookie running back, getting him ready to eventually take over while still being an asset this season.
Yeah, I agree. It's going to be really interesting to watch this entire running back room. We've talked a lot about the wide receivers, but Josh McDaniels, if you're to believe some of what we heard from some of our friends like Tommy Curran, using that perhaps Josh McDaniels is going to look at Drake May and say, buddy, I'm not putting the training wheels back on you, but like you got to wear a helmet and knee pads when you're on this bike to start out with me, because we can't suffer 2 to 3 turnovers every single game and get off to a good start. And if you're doing that, who becomes your number one back? How much are you splitting the reps between Ramondre Stevenson and Travion Henderson? Does Ramondre Stevenson fix a lot of the ball security issues that he had last year that he was very open to talk about yesterday? And then where are you working Antonio Gibson into that as well? Because if you want to have this balanced offense and have Drake May kind of ease into who you hope him to be after Thanksgiving, it's going to be putting that load back on the running back group. So I think it's like, it's encouraging to hear that Josh McDaniels still has this confidence in Ramondre Stevenson, especially since you paid the guy a big extension and he's still here.
When he wasn't here, he got paid. Yeah, he got paid last year by the previous administration.
Yeah, and that you don't have to put so much on Travion Henderson to start. Because again, like he looks great so far. He's getting really high level reps so far and big opportunities. But it's so early to look at these plays and say, what's he actually going to look like when the pads are on?
Right. I have high hopes and big expectations for him as well. I read an ESPN article recently where they had predicted all of the offensive stats for all the rookies in the NFL this year. and Travion Henderson, he was the only one to make any impact offensively speaking, but it's like Kyle Williams and Travion Henderson. Though Efton Chisholm will be spoken about and heard from soon enough.
He's under the radar.
Yeah, exactly. Right next to
on the national level, they're always a beat behind.
Right next to Lan Larrison, children's magician. I love that guy. So they said ESPN projected, not predicted. Nice how I fused those together in my own little portmanteau. Projected 7 touchdowns for Henderson this year, which I think would be incredible, but that's a lofty reach. No rookie running back has had more than 6 in a Josh McDaniels offense. No rookie running back has ever eclipsed the 1,000-yard mark in a Josh McDaniels offense as well. The leading running back as a rookie was Sony Michel with 918 yards in 2018, but obviously he was also the primary back that particular season. Second was Lawrence Maroney back in 2006, but he was taking over for the bloated corpse of Corey Dillon at that point. So again, he was kind of the focal point. I did a little looking around last week because I started thinking, you know, pass pro's tough. You got a new offensive, largely a new offensive line. David Andrews, of course, retired. What a great Patriot he was. Very emotional. Second half of the day yesterday down there at Gillette. And I kept thinking, the Patriots offense needs to be run focused this year. I think my thinking is, and I was trying to comp it to a previous or recent Patriots offense as to what would be a best case scenario. And my ceiling, if you will, or my comp for the Patriots offense would be a best case scenario. This was a Josh McDaniels offense, was 2012. The Patriots, I don't know if you know this, the Patriots have their second best offense all time is 2012. It's a top 5 all-time offense. They set the NFL record for the most first downs in a season. They had Tom Brady threw 25 touchdowns, 12 picks, 4,300 yards. I think anybody would take that season from Drake May. Some might say like, oh, only 25 touchdowns? He had 15 in 10 games last year. I think that would be optimal, but also, the running game that year was huge. Brandon Bolden and Stephen Ridley and Shane Vereen had thousands of yards. Ridley had 12 touchdowns as well. I think Bolden had 5 or 6. They were basically an up-tempo, quick read, run-first, play-action offense. And you had Gronk and you had half a season of Gronk and Hernandez as well. But I think the talent they have here matches up reasonably well with what they had back then. How do you feel about the idea of this being a surprising people as everyone focuses on Drake and Diggs and of course the legend of Chisholm? how do you think about the idea of this Patriots team being a run centric team or run first team?
I think depending on how talented Travion Henderson looks, that's the big question, because we basically know who Ramondre is. When he can control the ball, he's excellent at splitting reps with another guy. That's where he excels the most. So if you have Travion Henderson in there and able to act as even a Damian Harris level guy, I think that you can lean on the run game in a way that alleviates a lot from Drake May's play. And hey, let's also think about, I'm not saying that Drake's going to be like Lamar Jackson or even Jaden Daniels in terms of his rushing, but Drake May is a running weapon too. And
right, there's an element we're completely overlooking, right? The fact that which he can be a gazelle,
which you got to see with a little bit at times with like a Matt Castle, but you never saw with Brady. So that would add an interesting wrinkle to what McDaniels could do too. Of course, you saw a little bit of it with Cam Newton, but that was a very broken down season, so I feel like that doesn't count as much. I think that's an interesting strategy to go down. And certainly you look at what's going on in the receiver room right now, aside from boats and rehabs and everything, you just can't sit here at this point in the season and feel super strong about or super optimistic and confident about the Patriots receiver room. There's not really anything to go on.
It's a much bigger question mark, but like Henderson's coming in with a great resume and high hopes and great expectations. And Ramondre Stevenson, and also Antonio Gibson, like there's a great case to be made that the talent between Stevenson, Henderson, and Gibbs, Antonio Gibson says, listen, if Travion Henderson is Ocean State job lot Jahmyr Gibbs this year, we win. But there's an argument that can be made that those three running backs merit that this should be a run-centric team, and that That is right now, without having to learn this new version of the McDaniels offense, those guys would be your best assets to lean on, which will also make for a better passing game for Drake or give him time if you have a strong running game first. And it's also a lot easier for Will Campbell to be a run blocker than it is a pass blocker in his rookie season too.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd agree with that. So are we going to get to Steph Diggs? Because it was big.
All
for him
right. Fine. I know we went 22 minutes without getting into Steph Diggs, but you got to tell me, he comes waltzing out, says, good to see y'all, had high energy. And I got to say, though, you could notice when he was running that one leg doesn't flex quite, it's his right leg, I believe, where he had the surgery. Cause one leg doesn't look like it's quite as flexed out or like doesn't have quite the same strength yet. That said, dude was moving for somebody who had ACL replacement surgery just over 7 months ago.
Yeah. I would say in this case, it was a rare case of being able to look at the individual workouts or those position group drills that I talk about, like we get to film and that's what you see on social media hours after practice. A lot of times those things don't mean anything, but when you're looking at how a player moves and how confident he looks and comfortable, I think that was very indicative for Steph Diggs. He was in some of the team drills early in the practice. Honestly, I thought those were like 50% speed drills. Mm-hmm. So he was in there for a ton of reps, and that's a great sign. And I think a lot of us were really surprised that he was out there as much as he was.
Not just on a side field riding a bike or observing, but actually like running drills, cutting hard, out there like who was he working with? Jalen Polk, he was there.
Yeah.
He was working with him on separation. Yeah.
In the position group drills, though, is where you really saw the explosiveness to the point where there was this weird kind of goofy drill where the coaches were like throwing them these giant weighted medicine balls that were padded and they were throwing them back, the receivers, and then turning, cutting hard and sprinting downfield. And at one point, and I put this video on my Instagram, Steph Diggs was doing that right next to Kayshon Booty, and he practically like caught Kayshon Booty, who was in front of him, like almost beat him in the drill.
Wow.
And I'm like,
Booty was supposedly a little bit out of shape.
Stephon Diggs looked good. He looked confident. He did not look like he was moving gingerly or like he wasn't sure about trusting his body.
Right.
And he looked happy with the guys. I'll say that he was giving Javon Baker a little bit of shit during one of the
they were doing
like some weird hand fighting thing.
Yeah, he's out there like working with Polk, grabbing him by the shoulder, showing him how to fight off press coverage. He's giving some shit to Javon Baker. I also saw him running and give an attaboy to the legend of Chisholm as well.
Yes.
So like you could see like it was a great day for the Patriots. Drake looks good. Josh was talking. Vrabel didn't have to punish or censure anybody. Ramondre Stevenson addressed the media. He came back. He looks like he's going to be a big part of it. And then the fact that like Diggs's energy, he's already like, that's part of what you're paying for him being in there, being the alpha, teaching these guys the right way to do it. Like, here's how I've been this successful for a decade in the NFL. Here's what I've learned. Let me impart this on you while I also try to be an impactful player myself. My early way too early projections for Diggs are like 77 catches, 1050 yards, somewhere. Ooh. Six touchdowns.
Wow. Okay.
I think that would be, listen, four and a half catches a game, and a tutty once every 3 weeks. That would be Matt. If the knee continues to heal at this rapid rate and he's ready to go week one, I'd say he can play the majority of the season and put up some solid numbers. Who ends up drafting behind him and becoming wide receiver 2 and 3? That's part of the fun of the rest of the OTAs, mini camp next week, which we'll be there for. And of course, training camp, which starts at the end of July.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the important thing right now is to look at, is he going to be there for week one? If he keeps looking like he looked like yesterday, he'll be out there week one. And then maybe you'll be in a position. I think it's a big success if you get between 800 and 900 receiving yards for him. I think that's worth this year of the contract, and you're looking at a successful year for him and everything's working out well between him and the quarterback, but we still got many weeks before we get to the starting line there.
Many, many, many weeks as well. And were you there in attendance long enough to take in the David Andrews presser?
I wasn't. I was actually writing off Drake and Steph. So
excellent. Well, good work. No, I know that was cathartic for him as well. He looked fantastic. 3:30 delivered about 11 minutes of words. There was a 9-minute video tribute where former teammates sent in videos telling David Andrews stories, wishing him well, congratulating him on an amazing career. I think he's going to have an awesome second football life, possibly as a coach. I definitely can see a broadcast career for him. There's a high degree of relatability and affability to David Andrews. He doesn't have to be, you know, doesn't have to look or sound like Matt Ryan or JJ Watt to still convey good football thoughts and allow people like to access his experience as a football player as well. So I think he made the right move for himself.
Yeah. Yeah. It's obviously sad because again, it's another one of these thinking about all the times that he played with Brady, one of these just Super Bowl era guys who are walking out the door and taking those experiences with him. Like, I do think that even if it's somebody to the extent of Matthew Slater, who's not on the field a ton because he was a special teamer, like that experience matters a lot in the locker room and understanding what it takes to go the full distance for that. And so they'll be missing that. And
yeah,
Andrew's obviously the super smart and emotionally intelligent guy. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm, now mm-hmm. It's on a lot of the guys in the locker room now to kind of lay that foundation for whatever this Vrabel era is going
to
be.
A new leader or new leaders will have to emerge. And that is part of the process as well. Mego, great stuff. Love having you down there. Love the perspective and the insight that you bring. You can follow her at Megan_Adelini. Of course, you can hear her on the weekends on WEEI. She'll be joining me as a co-host coming up soon on WEEI Afternoons for some summertime sports talk action. And you can read her at WEEI.com. You guys know where you can find me, the bottom of a pint glass on afternoons or hanging around the local brewery, your old pal, Fitzy GFY. Thanks for listening to and watching across the WEEI and Fitzy GFY socials, the latest edition of Six Rings and Football Things. Please like, share, subscribe, tell your friends. This is the best Foxborough football fan forum around town and all over Pats Nation. And once again, if you would like to be part of our feedback forum and wouldn't mind sharing your email address with us, you can go ahead and send that to me at TowniNews, TowniNews at gmail.com. Or go ahead and slide right on in those DMs on the X platform at Fitzy GFY. We're looking to do everything we can to improve this podcast and Pats fan experience for you, the good people of Six Rings and beyond. Take care. God bless. We'll talk to you soon. And as always, go Pats.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.